The Book of Nehemiah, Chapter 10. Now those who sealed were Nehemiah the governor, the son of Hakaliah, and Zedekiah, Sariah, Azariah, Jeremiah, Pashur, Amariah, Malchijah, Hattush, Shebaniah, Malach, Harim, Merimoth, Obadiah, Daniel, Jenathan, Baruch, Meshulam, Abijah, Mijamin, Maziah, Bilgai, Shemaiah. These were the priests, and the Levites, namely, Jeshua the son of Azaniah, Binui of the sons of Henadad, Kadmiel, and their brothers, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalida, Peliah, Hanan, Micah, Rehob, Hashabiah, Zachar, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, Beninu. The chiefs of the people, Parosh, Pahath-Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Bunny, Asgad, Babai, Adonijah, Bigvi, Adon, Ader, Hezekiah, Azar, Hodiah, Hashem, Bezai, Harif, Anathoth, Nobai, Magpiash, Meshulam, Hezir, Meshezabel, Zadok, Jadua, Palatia, Hanan, Aniah, Hashiah, Hananiah, Hashub, Halohesh, Pilha, Shobuk, Rehum, Hashabna, Maaseiah, and Ahiah, Hanan, Anan, Malach, Harim, Bana, and the rest of the people, the priests, the Levites, the porters, the singers, those given to temple service, and all those who had separated themselves from the peoples of the lands to the law of God, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone who had knowledge and understanding, they joined to their brothers, their majestic ones, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in God's law, which was given by Moses, the slave of God, and to observe and do all the commandments of Yahweh our Lord, and his ordinances and his statutes, and that we would not give our daughters to the peoples of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. And if the peoples of the land bring wares or any grain on the Sabbath day to sell, that we would not buy of them on the Sabbath or on a holy day, and that we would forego the seventh year and the exaction of every debt. Also we made ordinances for us, to charge ourselves yearly with the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our God, for the showbread, and for the continual meal offering, and for the continual burnt offering, for the Sabbaths, for the new moons, for the set feasts, and for the holy things, and for the sin offerings to make atonement for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our God. And we cast lots, the priests, the Levites, and the people, for the wood offering to bring it into the house of our God, according to our fathers' houses at times appointed, year by year, to burn on the altar of Yahweh our God, as it is written in the law, and to bring the first fruits of our ground, and the first fruits of all fruit of all manner of trees, year by year, to the house of Yahweh, also the firstborn of our sons, and of our cattle, as it is written in the law, and the firstborns of our herds and of our flocks, to bring to the house of our God, to the priests who minister in the house of our God, and that we should bring the first fruits of our dough, and our heave offerings, and the fruit of all manner of trees, the new wine and the oil, to the priests, to the chambers of the house of our God, and the tithes of our ground to the Levites. For they, the Levites, take the tithes in all the cities of our tillage. And the priest, the son of Aaron, will be with the Levites when the Levites take tithes. And the Levites will bring up the tithe of the tithes to the house of our God, to the chambers, into the treasure house. For the sons of Israel and the sons of Levi will bring the heave offering of the grain, of the new wine, and of the oil, to the chambers, where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests who minister, and the porters, and the singers. And we will not forsake the house of our God.